It's finally happened. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. After the Bay of Pigs invasion, the Cuban Missile Crisis, CIA assassination plots, and a 46-year trade embargo, we have finally succeeded in giving Fidel Castro ulcers. Ulcers bad enough that he'll temporarily surrender power to his brother Raul during surgery. But of course, with the maximum leader approaching his 80th birthday, there's always the chance that nature's term limits may finally kick in. And the people of Miami are pretty broken up about it.
Many people are shouting out here, down with Fidel. I am seeing young, I am seeing old out here celebrating.
Among the mourners was Maribel Alonso.
You don't celebrate when other people die, but when Franco died in Spain, people celebrated.
Whoa, whoa, Maribel! He isn't actually dead yet.
When dictators die, people celebrate.
Apparently, there is some anticipation in Miami of an unsuccessful surgical outcome. It shows that if we just stay the course, we can defeat tyranny eventually. Maybe if we keep up the pressure on North Korea, Kim Jong-il will finally succumb to jock itch or something. The only speck in the soup here is that recent history is littered with evidence that death is highly overrated as an instrument of political change. Zarqawi, Arafat, Ayatollah Khomeini, they all died too and were replaced by people just as odious. And sure enough, we're already hearing that Castro's brother Raul is just as ruthless as Fidel, except without the charisma.
This is the Wicked Witch of the West. She's worse than the other one.
What a world, what a world. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.